The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network,
the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Aloha! Bob here with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase item of the week. Oh my God, it's my favorite hibiscus soap. I love this hibiscus-shaped soap so much that Bubble Genius actually named it after me. It's Bob's favorite hibiscus soap. Go to bubblegenius.com/bob-hibiscus for soap that not only smells like Hawaii, but it massages your hands while you wash. I personally don't use any other hand soap, and I think you'll be hooked too. Only $8 for a 3-pack at bubblegenius.com, but if you use our promo code Bob and Chez, that's BOBANDCHEZ, you'll get 15% off your entire order only at bubblegenius.com.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
It's so hard nowadays with all the gangs and rap music.
What about robots?
Oh, they're everywhere.
I don't even know why the scientists make them.
Old Glory covers anyone over the age of 50 against robot attack, regardless of current health.
I'm Sam Waterston of the popular TV series Law & Order. As a senior citizen, you're probably aware of the threat robots pose. Robots are everywhere, and they eat old people's medicine for fuel. Well, now there's a company that offers coverage against the unfortunate event of a robot attack. Old Glory Insurance. You need to feel safe. And that's harder and harder to do nowadays because robots may strike at any time. And when they grab you with those metal claws, you can't break free because they're made of metal and robots are strong. Now, for only $4 a month, you can achieve peace of mind in a world full of crime and robots with Old Glory Insurance. For when the metal ones decide to come for you. And they will.
We're having fun because we're number one. And the part that makes us smile is making friends all around the world, singing up and down the dial.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Dog, dog, dog. It is Thursday, August 27th, 2015, and this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show. I'm Bob Seska. That's Chez Pazienza sitting right there.
Hey there.
Hi. We're brought to you by BubbleGenius.com. It's the best goddamn soap ever. Also brought to you by the Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen. Best lawyer ever. Bowen Law Group wants to give you free answers to legal questions. So if you go to thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez, Charles Bowen will answer all of your lawyer kind of questions.
How do those stenographer things work?
Oh yeah, those like there's like four giant keys and somehow they turn that into language.
Yeah. How does that work?
I have no idea. You should definitely write to Bo about
it. I hear stenographers make a lot of money. I should totally do that with my life.
Yeah, because they know how to press those four giant pedals and turn it into words and sentences. That's one of the great mysteries of the universe. How do the stenographer, the court reporters, actually use those giant keys and make words?
Why do court reporters still exist anymore?
I mean, there are, like...
You would think that by now we would have figured out a way technologically to, record what's going on.
I mean, there are 26 letters in the alphabet. How do you get 26 letters out of those four giant keys? Plus punctuation and numbers. I don't know how that works. And then they can read it back right away. So it's like the lawyer will go, like Bo Bowen will go, hey, can you read that back for me? And then they'll be able to pick up the little sheet of paper and go, yes, Mr. Badondi said.
Da.
Mr. Badondi said the word.
Kindergarten.
Mr. Badondi said.
Kindergarten.
Mr. Badondi said. Kindergarten. By the way, speaking of Dan Badondi, we've got new Dan Badondi audio today. Dan Badondi, this is almost like breaking news. This is like breaking Dan Badondi news. Big, big news in the universe of Dan Badondi. InfoWars conspiracy theory goon, hairless, shaved monkey Dan Badondi. He's got a little bit of trouble with the law.
I can just hear him just screaming at those poor cops. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not. Don't you know the First Amendment? You're infringing on the first.
You know what? I can already do the sound from this thing that you're going to play. yeah, they came to, you know, violation of the whatever the hell the amendment. I don't even care anymore. I violated my rights and shall not be infringed. Just what the government does.
Why are you coming here and threatening me? It's as if I'm in kindergarten. Don't you know about the dove and the crow and the seagull? What you gonna do when they come for you, bad boys, bad boys? Oh, God.
So, yeah, so we've got that. You know what? We also, it's like a twofer today. It's almost like, it's not our Tuesday show. Otherwise, I'd say it was a two for Tuesday. But we also have Alex Jones audio today. Because of the Virginia shooting, of course, Alex Jones had to weigh in with his own theory as to what's going on. And we have that for you. By the way, did you notice? Apparently, I'm a tragedy pimp.
Yeah, I saw that asshole.
I guess maybe we should talk about that first and foremost. And get it out of the way. Letters. There are comments. We get letters. Facebook we comments. Get your letters every day. It's a troll and it's comments. Zuckerberg mail today. All right, so this guy, I posted a link to my latest Salon article, which has to do with the shooting in Virginia, and we'll talk about that in just a second. But this guy jumps in. His name is Eddie Garcia. This is one
for
the vault.
How did you become friends with him? I have to know.
I don't know. I had somehow been friends with him since 2011. I think it's because I noticed that he's a radio guy. He's like a morning radio jock. I would reference his radio station, but I've unfriended him since. Right. So I mean, I was lulled into a false sense of security. I didn't do the proper vetting on Eddie Garcia.
So you friended him?
No.
Okay.
I don't friend anybody.
That's true. I don't do that. I never friend anybody.
I figure
why would anybody want to put up with my crap?
But I certainly didn't send a friend request to Eddie Garcia. I don't know who the hell Eddie Garcia is. And I was only reminded today when he popped up in the comments. See, the thing with my Facebook page is my Facebook, I've got like, I don't know, I'm coming up on 2,500 Facebook friends. About 50 of them are people I actually know.
That's a real problem for me. Like, you know, that bothers me. It really does. Like, I haven't gotten totally to that point. Like, for a long time, even though I had a lot of Facebook friends who were friends from different areas of my life, for the most part, I knew a lot of them, or they were people who had read the blog, who had commented at length.
Yeah.
So, you know, the kind of people, you know, like I've never met Curtis Tyree, but, you know, but I feel like I know him.
Yeah.
The guy's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, there are several people like that.
I have people like that. So I'm like, all right. And now, you know, I have so many people now that I don't know.
Right.
And it's just, I'm like, who? I'm sorry. Who the f*** are you? No offense, but
I just got in this mode where I was just accepting anyone who would friend me, and you know, within reason, I could sort of weed out the bots and the scammers. But for the most part, I was accepting everybody. I don't accept anybody anymore. I think I've got a queue of friend requests that's like 500 people.
Wow,
that I haven't accepted yet. So Eddie Garcia jumps into this thread and made me regret actually friending him or accepting his friend request a few years ago. He writes, "Hey, dip the shooter."
That's a good way to start a conversation.
Right. With a question mark.
I do that all the time, by the way.
Hey, dip. With the question mark. The shooter bought the firearm. This is the shooter in Virginia who shot those two journalists on live television. Bought the firearm legally from an FFL dealer. And you? I don't know what that means either. Can basically take your exploitative shit and shove it right the fuck up your ass with the rest of your bottom-feeding dirtbag buddies like Terry McAuliffe. Yeah, Terry McAuliffe, we're like this. I'm crossing my fingers right now.
How did he pull Terry McAuliffe out of his ass?
I have no idea. That's
an odd person to reach for.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've ever said anything nice about Terry McAuliffe.
You and your buddy James Doohan.
Why are you hanging out so much with TV's Sorrel Book, Boss Hog from Dukes of Hazzard?
Zbigniew Brzezinski. Brzezinski. I totally got I got that name. Brzezinski. God, I suck.
Yeah, you know what? And I haven't been marking any of our profanity. This is going to be fun. Prepare for actual profanity on the show that's unbleeped.
Wow.
Okay. You gun control people are vile, Eddie Garcia continues. You rub your hands together gleefully at each gun incident. Yes, we do. Yeah, we just love watching people get
exactly.
shot.
Exactly, you fucking cunt. Go ahead and mark that, please.
I got it. Two markers for the C word. All right, so and rush to exploit senseless tragedy to advance your agenda. Self-defense is a human right, and you suck balls.
Well...
That, you know what? I almost made like a meme
By the way, I was going to say, that's a fucking bumper sticker right there. Self-defense is a human right, and you suck balls. I'm telling you, if we printed those up, they would be selling out of gas stations with Stuckey's in them in Ocala, Florida in no time.
Oh, my God,
If you drove down south, you would see them on the back of every single like pickup truck.
I'm going to make like a Cafe Press t-shirt that says self-defense is a human right, and you suck balls. But that wasn't the best of it. He continues on here. We will vote out your politicians and defy your laws. It's already happening. Molon Labe, or shut the fuck up, he writes here.
What?
Molon Labe. I think it's like, come and get it. I think it's Greek for like, come and take my guns. I had to look it up. I guess that's what he wrote. I mean, I don't quite understand. So, you know, I engaged with him a little bit, mistakenly. And he just wasn't getting it. He's like, everything I said to him is almost like arguing with Dan Bedani.
It doesn't matter whether he bought a gun legally. That's the problem.
Exactly. And I never wrote anything like that.
Problem. He shouldn't have gotten the gun to begin with.
Exactly. Exactly. And there should have been a robust background check system.
In this fucking country of ours can get a gun.
Right. So, Eddie Garcia, cutting right to the chase, and then we'll get into this Virginia shooting. Cutting right to the chase, Eddie later accused me of being a tragedy pimp.
Tragedy pimp, I like that. That's the name of my new band.
Tragedy pimp.
That's a good name, actually.
So I made a meme with that History Channel guy with the crazy hair. And put
I'm not saying it's tragedy pimps, but it's tragedy pimps.
Oh, man. He said here, you work for Salon, the biggest anti-gun shit rag this side of Mother Jones and Raw Story. You have zero credibility. Gun control is a status class warfare.
God.
It is evil, and its proponents are that at worst or
you
badly misguided.
Here's what you say to awful. Everybody who says that gun control wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
If Bryce, whatever the hell his name is, and by the way, I don't know if anyone has noticed this, but in the couple of things that I have bothered to write about since this happened, mm-hmm. I never mention the guy's name.
Yeah.
That's just my little way of, you know, sticking my thumb in the nose of the perpetrator of the thumb in the eye of the perpetrator of this. Thumb in the nose. That sounds really good. I'm going to try that sometime. If that guy had not had a gun, two people would still be alive. One person wouldn't be in the hospital.
That's right.
It's as simple as that. I don't care what your rationale is. I don't care what your reasoning is. I don't care what the seriously, it's time to change the Constitution.
Yeah.
Or no. Actually, no, it's not time to change the Constitution. It's time to begin reading the Constitution properly.
Yes. I mean, I went down that road.
It's time to accept the fact that if the founding fathers, who are these almighty figures, could see what this country is now,
mm-hmm.
with the kind of bloodshed going on in this country, I guarantee you, they would cry their eyes out, and they never in a million years would have written that.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
They would have phrased that so incredibly carefully. Chances are they probably did. They probably, you know, dwelled on it like, okay, well, you know what? In future generations, they're going to understand this. But what they didn't allow for, they didn't have the imagination to process just how fucking stupid this country would become.
They assumed
just
because
how dumb and bloodthirsty.
They were acolytes of the Enlightenment, and so they had a rosy view of humanity. Certain parts of humanity. White male humanity.
That is true.
And by the way, that wouldn't have included Eddie Garcia, if the last name is any indication of ethnicity. By the way,
that's all right. When President Trump is in, he'll send him back to Mexico anyway.
That's here. I found the line here. He said, you suck as a human being, Seska, tragedy pimp. All right, so let's talk about this shooting. You know, I made the horrifying mistake of watching the video. And you said you found it fascinating. I was utterly freaked out by it.
Oh, no, no, I'm
fascinated.
I'm disgusted by it. I mean, you know what? It was, I was disgusted by the first video, the video clip that that Gawker put up, which was ends at the point where he raises the gun, because that alone, that image alone is just terrifying.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I saw the news footage.
Oh, you didn't see the actual video?
No, I just saw the news footage.
All right, I did, yeah. I have to admit that I did see the video.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, Gawker originally put up the they split the video, and what they did is they linked to the other one. They linked to the sort of conclusion of the shooting if you wanted to watch it, which, you know, again, I'm not – that's a bad way to put it, if you wanted to watch it or if you felt like you needed to, if you felt like it would be in some way edifying. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all you see is this guy walking towards this live shot, and he raises up a Glock because they always buy Glocks.
Yeah,
and he just starts shooting. He shot from what it looked like. He shot Allison Parker about three times.
Unbelievable! And she ran, right?
She ran. Yeah, she didn't. It's not like in the movies, man. She didn't just like fall down. She ran.
Right. Which is
with 3 9mm rounds in her.
Again, we saw that in South Carolina with Walter Scott.
Walter Scott, yeah.
Yeah. Very shocking to observe that. I mean, it's way different than it is in the movies, isn't it?
Yeah. Unless you get hit in the head, you know, she was shot basically from the side. So, yeah, you know what? She managed to run and probably ran a little while and then fell down, just like Walter Scott.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, it's just...
You know, all I needed to hear or see was the expression on her face and the screaming.
Yep.
That haunted me for the rest of the day, haunted me into today. And it should haunt everybody. I mean, to just have simple background checks that actually weed out the crazy people.
God, just listen to us.
Yeah, I know. It's
just
like,
listen to us.
It's like shouting at the clouds.
Why are we even talking about this? This doesn't matter. Nothing, the noises that our voices are making don't matter one bit.
Yeah.
We can talk about this. We're talking about it now. We talked about it before and before and before. And we will talk about it the next time it happens and the next time and the next time. And no one will ever do anything about it. I gave the fuck up after Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
That's it. If the deaths of 20 kids wasn't enough to do it, nothing will. This isn't going to do anything.
Oh, certainly not.
None of this is going to do a goddamn thing.
Nope. I mean, it would have to be.
You know, I'm at the point, as terrible as it sounds, I'm at the point now where I'm just between this and, you know, Donald Trump and just everything. I really am. Yeah. I'm at the point where I've just kind of, as horrible as it sounds, given up. Mm-hmm. I've just accepted that we are just a shockingly stupid country. And that by the year 2050, there will be 10 billion people on this planet and Miami will be underwater. And fuck it. We're all going to hell anyway. Seriously. You know what? That's it. No matter what. Nothing. On a long enough timeline, the life expectancy drops to zero. And it's the same thing for humanity. There's nothing. There's nothing left.
On that cheerful note, let's take a break and come back and talk more about what happened.
That'll be a good meme.
That's right. Hopeful. Quick break back after this. Hello, it's Bob to tell you about our Patreon page. You might be asking yourself, what the hell is a Patreon page? It's a website where you can help support our podcast by donating money to the show. You can sign up for $1, $5, $10, or $15 per month, or if you're filthy rich, you can sign up for more. In exchange, we'll bring you exclusive Patreon-only content like our post-mortem shows, memberships to the after party, and commercial-free, unbleeped versions of our free show. And if we reach our crowdfunding goal, we'll bring you new shows every weekday. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez, or click the Patreon link at BobSeska.com. Let's do this thing.
Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Yeah, welcome back to the show today. Really appreciate you joining us on a Thursday.
This is an unusual song choice for you.
Oh, it was in my Rejoin music library. I think I've used it before.
That's yeah. Great song.
Love this song. It's from the first Motley Crue album.
Yep.
And anyway, so naturally, Alex Jones had to weigh in with his take on what happened in Virginia. And it was predictably unhinged, as it usually is, and somewhat entertaining because he just went off on this diatribe about Hillary Clinton, just calling Hillary Clinton names and using a familiar name, a name that Dan Bedani likes to use for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, but that was apparently, you know, that's kind of the nice way of saying bitch.
Right.
But apparently, do you ever where he actually called her that?
Well, he called her, Alex Jones called Hillary Clinton both a bitch and a witch.
There you go, yeah.
Called her a witch twice. And then on Twitter called her a pig. Here's Alex Jones.
Anti-gunners jump on tragic TV crew shooting. They're flooding Twitter with anti-gun diatribes before bodies are cold. And it's the same leftist anti-American scum.
Scum. It always comes back to
scum.
Alex Jones. He says not only leftist scum, but he says they're literal scum.
These are cold. And it's the same leftist anti-American scum.
Scum.
Literal scum. Social engineers. These people are fascist. I know.
Literal scum. Social engineers. These people are fascist. Liberal fascism. Didn't we just talk about that? Who was saying that they're liberal fascists? Oh, Ted Cruz was saying they're liberal fascists somehow. They're scum.
They know they are engineers. They know they're manipulating gullible people. They're not liberals like Thomas Jefferson. They're scum of the earth. Look at Hillary Clinton. Heartbroken and angry. We must act to stop gun violence, and we cannot wait any longer. Praying for the victims' families in Virginia. I want to send it.
By the way, that's all Hillary Clinton said on Twitter. She wrote on Twitter that we must find a way to stop the gun violence. Now, tell me who is going to argue with that. Even if you are the most pro-gun, even if you're Wayne LaPierre, don't you agree that we have to stop gun violence? I mean, inherently, what Hillary Clinton wrote on Twitter was a universally agreeable point of view.
It would be if you were sane.
Right.
That's the problem. You are affording these people sanity and decency that they don't have.
But for this, for saying that we should stop gun violence, Alex Jones calls her a witch.
Tweet out. I was trying to do it during the break, but ran out of time. Doing five things at once. At Hillary, saying, listen, witch, you turned Libya over to Al-Qaeda and killed over 50,000 people.
No. Didn't turn Libya over to anybody. I mean, the Obama administration working with the UN stopped a genocide in Libya because Gaddafi's army was marching toward Benghazi. You know, back when Benghazi was an actual city and not just a meme. You know, there's actually a place, a town called Benghazi in Libya. And there are, I don't know what, there were 3 million people in Benghazi, something like that. And Gaddafi's army was marching toward Benghazi to annihilate everybody. And the UN, with, you know, the U.S. military in support, stopped them from doing that. Stopped them. So that's what Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton did. But maybe Alex Jones wanted us to go in there and nation build afterwards so that Al-Qaeda wouldn't come in and take over. Maybe that's what Alex Jones is talking about. But I don't think so. I think Alex Jones would be against nation building in Libya. But one thing that we did do is we stopped the genocide. And that's a fact.
Shut up about violence.
What?
And I want to hit her with another tweet. Listen, witch. It's your White House pushing race war and now blaming the Second Amendment.
What does witchcraft have to do with anything, by the way?
It's fucking disgusting.
Mm.
Because of this kind of thinking and this kind of stupidity, people are dying.
Yeah.
People are dying. That's the price that we pay to keep people like Alex Jones happy.
Most Americans disagree with Alex Jones. 74% of the NRA disagrees with Alex Jones.
I get it, but that's not changing anything.
Yeah.
Nothing is changing. Nothing ever fucking changes.
No, but I mean, what it is the public isn't putting oomph behind their opinions. And it is a supermajority opinion among Americans that there should be stronger background checks. But it's impossible to break through when the NRA is going around manipulating and strong-arming every state legislature, every member of Congress. You know, it's how do you break through that? So, I mean, Alex Jones could sit there and scream about Hillary Clinton being a witch all he wants. Doesn't matter because it's not changing any minds, at least among people who matter.
But it is, I mean, but it is changing minds. Just, I mean, not changing minds, but there are there's a large group of people who believe him and who, even if they don't believe him in particular, they don't listen to him, they have this belief that is the same as his.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
You know, there are these gun nuts.
Mm-hmm.
These people for whom guns are just a part of their anatomy.
Yeah.
And there's nothing more important to them than the Second Amendment than to have a weapon that, quite frankly, if all goes well, they'll never really need.
But then, I mean, there's this enormous disconnect that I can't wrap my head around this. I mean, this was about 4 months after Sandy Hook. Here's the Washington Post ABC News poll. Would you support or oppose a law requiring background checks on people buying guns at gun shows or online? That was specifically the Manchin-Toomey Amendment. Support, 86%. Oppose, 13%. CNN, asking the same question. Favor, 83%. Oppose, 17%. Kanipiak, do you support or oppose requiring background checks for all gun buyers? Support, 91%. Oppose 8%. But CBS News, would you favor or oppose background checks on all potential gun buyers? Favor 90%. Oppose 8%.
And yet nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
And yeah, you know what? The NRA is a huge part of that, but nothing happens because guns are sacrosanct.
That's true.
They are sacrosanct. They are so attached to the American identity that they can never be pulled from us. They're never going anywhere. Never. And this is going to continue happening again and again and again. And it may sound like I'm being fucking Eeyore or I'm being a downer here, but it's a fact.
No,
and
you're right.
It is infuriating.
No, you're exactly right. I think the reason for it is because the NRA has convinced members of Congress. The NRA has given members of Congress, and even to a certain extent, the President of the United States, Barack Obama, this line that guns are part of the American tradition. They're handed down from father to son, and they go out like Opie and Andy, you know, walking down the dirt path down to the fishing hole. They're part of Americana. You know, it's a consumer product, for God's sake. This is a lobbyist group out to sell a product. That's all it is.
Right? I'm at a point where I'm fucking angry. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this bullshit, man.
Yeah.
Too many fucking bodies.
Yep.
Too many bodies piling up, and the sad thing is nothing can be done about it. Nothing. Nothing. Because there are always going to be a million goddamn Eddie Garcia screaming and yelling, rah, 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 you know, and putting up these crap reasons for why, oh, you know, guns don't kill people, people kill people, and that. It's just all this horseshit logic.
Yeah.
Illogic.
Oh, yeah.
Lack of logic.
No. Yeah. I mean, they've been
so. If the guy didn't have the gun, guess who'd still be alive? That simple. You take away the gun, people aren't being killed by guns.
Yeah. Well, just like Alex Jones's listeners, people like Eddie Garcia and all the rest, all these other followers, I mean, they fancy themselves as being independent and revolutionary and all that. They're just.
And intellectual, by the way. Yeah, very smart. They all think they're really, really bright.
And they're buying into talking points and bumper sticker slogans by a professional lobbyist outfit that their entire goal is to sell people a product. It's like saying, yeah, you know what? Your armpits stink. Here, I'm going to sell you some deodorant. In this case, it's like, you know what? Dark people are going to come into your house and try to rob you and rape you in the middle of the night. Here's a product to protect you. But you know what? It doesn't. Statistically, it doesn't protect you. I mean, it's all lies. It's all lies made up by basically used car salesmen telling you, oh, yeah, this car is a beaut. It's totally not a lemon. No, not at all. The engine's not going to die on you just after you drive out of the driveway. Gonna be fine. You got another 100,000 miles on this beauty. Yeah, by the way, oh yeah, here's a Glock or here's an AR-15 and you're totally gonna protect yourself. Oh, and sorry if your son, you know, gets disgruntled because of mental disorders or bullying at school and puts the gun in his mouth.
I mean, again, I have a gun. I'd like to believe that we're good enough people to own a firearm. I don't think we are. I'll turn mine in. I don't care. We just, you know what? People just can't handle that. I mean, I'm sure there are a good number of people who can, of course. But I'm starting to wonder whether the lives of innocent people are worth that freedom. And I don't think it is.
Not to the gun people. I mean, the gun people think that this is a vital part. This is a human right, is what Eddie Garcia was saying.
A human right.
It's a human right.
It is a human right to own a gun. Dude, a gun. Seriously, please, I pray to God you're listening, Eddie Garcia. F*** you.
Yeah.
And I apologize for all the bleeps this week.
I don't even know where they are anymore.
Don't worry about it. This is a special profanity show.
All right. Well, I mean, we're not gonna solve any problems here, but I think the one thing that we can do is use our platform to continue to get the correct message out there. I think that's important. I think it's important to say that that Alex Jones is out of his blessed mind, or that the NRA is merely, they're just salesmen, is what they are. So the gun industry can turn profits. They don't care about the Second Amendment. They don't. The Second Amendment is a means to an end. It's a skeleton key to sell more crap.
Mm. Mm.
That's all it is. That's the extent to which the NRA cares about the Second Amendment. Oh, the Second Amendment. That's our get out of jail free card. We can sell suckers more crap.
Yeah.
We can sell Eddie Garcia or Alex Jones. No one's, by the way, Alex Jones goes on, I'm not going to play the rest of this, but Alex Jones goes on to talk about how, you know, no one's going to tell him that he can't have his guns. No one's going to take his guns away. No one's taking Alex Jones's guns away. No.
Exactly. One. Nobody has ever, that's the thing. Nobody has ever taken their guns away. Nobody.
No, it's never happened. There's never been, in the history of the United States, there's never been a firearm confiscation. And heaven knows there's been plenty of reasons to do it.
And you know what the problem is? What happens is if you bring that up to them, it's a self-reinforcing thing where they'll turn around and say, oh, well, you know, that's because of patriots like us that have fought against it.
Right. So now Alex Jones, especially because he lives in Texas, can walk into any store. I mean, it's easier to buy a gun in Texas than it is to cast a ballot in an election. How twisted is that? Mm-hmm. Easier to buy a gun. There are Republicans screaming about making sure you can buy a gun while making it more difficult to vote. They tell us about freedom and democracy. Horse shit. They're only about freedom and democracy when they make it easier to vote than it is to buy a gun. Because what the hell is more important, voting or being able to have a gun?
Well, because, you know, Constitution shall not be infringed. Second
be
Amendment.
Yeah, that's right. Shall not be.
Hashtag 2A.
God.
God.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We just blew right past our bottom of the hour break. We're going to take our last break and come back with more show right after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius Bath and Body Products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
This is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Kenny Cotton.
All right, I don't want to talk about guns anymore. Screw it.
We want to multiply. Are you gonna do it?
You know what we should do is just talk about sex for the rest of the show. Just completely turn things around. All right, so, you know, I promise this Dan Bedondi sound here, the Dan Bedondi talking about how he was visited by the cops, which I'm surprised that doesn't happen more often. I mean, it really should happen, like, it should be a regular thing. Like, he should be on a first-name basis with all police officers. Like, they just, they're, he's part of their rounds. Oh, yeah, it's
just stop. I see Bidondi. He's got a, Bidondi opens the door. He's got a tinfoil hat on. What?
His rubber pants are down around his ankles. It's like, ah, welcome in. I got some, I've been baking some snickerdoodles here. Whoops, wrong guy. I played the wrong sound here. I meant to play this. Sorry. Sorry for inflicting upon you the Duggar theme.
Step on in, officer. Shall not be infringed. You shall not be infringed from sharing some ice cream cake with me. I got a Carvel ice cream cake here. Fudgy the whale. For a whale of a police officer.
All right, so, you know, Dan, we last audio we played at Dan Bidondi, he was screaming about mandatory HPV vaccines in Rhode Island. Well, in one of these tapes, and God help me, I couldn't find it. On one of these videos that he did, it might have been one for InfoWars, he apparently threatened the director of the Rhode Island Department of Health.
Wow, that's a shock.
Yeah. I mean, it was probably one of the things is, yeah, we're coming for you, and you shall not infringe upon immunizations upon Rhode Island. And
chances are pretty good that the Department of Health threatened to put him on a 72-hour 5150 hold.
Well, he did. I did see video that he attended some sort of town hall meeting with the director of the Department of Health in Rhode Island. And it was all sort of, you would have loved it. It was all concerned parents asking questions, ignorant questions about the HPV vaccine. Which, you know, by the way, absolutely insufferable. Absolutely insufferable. I mean, worse than Bidondi. Did you think
we're freaking done, man. We just are. We're done. I'm trying to figure out what country to move to.
The American experiment is over.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a failed experiment. It is an absolutely failed experiment. Our Jeffersonian democracy that we tried here, failure all the way.
Jefferson was a true conservative and a liberal.
Okay, so Dan Bidondi was visited by... Here's Dan Bidondi on his Truth Radio show talking about his visit by the authorities. Oh, it's a Dan Bidondi theme song that goes on for about an hour. Urgent, serious, seriousness. Serious Dan Bidondi. Boy, this is long. This is like a 70s epic length track. It's a 12-inch single.
Dan Bidondi, TruthRadioShow.com. Today is Wednesday, August.
It's so funny when it goes right from that theme song. It's like, don't, serious.
Dan Bidondi for TruthRadioShow.com. It is Saturday.
He puts on his seductive voice. He's got like Roxy Music playing in the background.
News, coming at your news.
Dan Bidondi for True.
26th of 2015. Today, I got a visit by two detectives from the Rhode Island State Police. They were given a report, I guess, from the Department of Rhode Island Department of Health that I threatened the director there, Dr. Nicole Alexander. However, in one of my videos, the last video I posted about the mandatory vaccines here in Rhode Island, however, that statement is highly untrue. I would never condone nor impose physical harm, especially onto a female.
Especially.
Especially onto a female.
Onto a female.
Unless, of course, you will let me buy her a Pabst Blue Ribbon. A Narragansett.
Narragansett.
I got a Narragansett beer. Don't judge.
Nah, I wouldn't impose no harm on any female, but I would say that you should drive a van full of C4 through a female's health clinic. As long as there ain't no females in that health clinic, then it's okay. It's totally not against the law to do that.
Yeah, you know what? No wonder. Again, it's shocking that he's not visited more often by the authorities. Because he's threatening terrorism.
Yeah, of course. He does that constantly. And then he has the nerve to be confused why someone would come talk to him.
I'm totally baffled by this. See, he's going to go on here. He's going to completely do a mea culpa about his behavior in these videos. And then he's going to go. Then he's going to threaten her again. It's astonishing.
I mean, that's not me. And everybody that knows me, been watching me for years, knows I would never do that or nor call for that. However,
I would never do that or nor call for that.
I guess you know, the state police came to visit me, and I was told that, hey, you know, from your last video, and actually one of the officers did see it, and he just had to come question me.
It's probably like, you know, I was like, yes, Mr. Bernardi, we were sent down here, we watched your latest video. Oh, you watched it? Did you like it? Did you think that the HPV vaccine is oppressive and it's going to make people sick? Did you watch any other dings? Did you watch my video about how the biblical prophecy of the dove, the crow, and the seagull? I got lots of dings. Lots of dings to watch.
He was doing his job. They were actually professional and polite, and they came asking me the questions, and they left. And later on, I got a phone call because I guess they had to get the information, go back to the headquarters and whatnot. So
wait, now, wait. So this is a little more complicated than he's letting on. So he had to go back to the headquarters again? To, I guess, maybe he had to go and give a statement or something?
I have no idea.
Beautiful.
Well, I was told that the major of the Rhode Island State Police had contact with the director, Dr. Nicole Alexander. And she basically said, I guess she turned to
Dr. Nicole Alexander, and then the wheels grind to a halt in his head. That's my favorite things about Dan Bedondi's audios is those the gaps between the stupid remarks. It's like Nicole Alexander and it's like that. You can just see the steam puffing out of his ears.
Around now, she said, hey, you know, I don't wish to press a no-contact order or any charges and whatnot.
What?
That's exactly what she said, word for word. I don't wish to defect a no-contact order, though. Apparently, everybody in Rhode Island talks like fucking Dan Bedondi.
I don't mean to oppress no contact order and things.
Right. And then he responded, thank you for the thing. And the cop said, it's okay now. We're going to we'll take you home and you can go. And she said, thanks for coming in.
Yep, that's exactly right. Everyone in Rhode Island sounds like Dan Bedondi.
Jesus. Now, you know what? They don't, because I have family in Rhode Island. They don't talk like that.
As long as he stays away from the meetings, the Department of Health, and myself.
And stay away from them meetings.
I won't have a problem. And I guess they had a talk, whatever happened, but that's what she said. Basically, as if she's trying to do me a favor. Because if you think you're going to sit there.
Here we go. Here we go. Here's where he's taking the gloves off now. He's like, I would never threaten no females. But if you think you're going to come after me and threaten me, well, then I'm going to do the hands of liberty.
And threaten me, like you're doing me a favor from not getting the no contact order. You're wrong, lady. I'm telling you right now. Because I will turn it around and counter sue your asses for fraud, first of all, and second of all, violating my right.
Well, first of all, he's not getting sued. You only counter sue someone if you're actually getting sued. And he's not getting sued. There's just, you know, she just wants to maybe, she's thinking about putting a restraining order on him. And I'm surprised there isn't like a stack of about 1,000 of them sitting at the police department.
Right.
Against Dan Bedondi. Oh, the Dan Bedondi file? Let me go get a hand truck to cart out the Dan Bedondi restraining order file. I think, you know, based on what he wrote in the comments under one of your articles, I think the mother of his child has a restraining order out on him. He's not allowed to see his kid no more.
She did, yeah, not allowed to see my kid no more. That was a few years ago, back when we first started writing about him, so I don't really know whether You know, I don't know whether that's been resolved.
The Dan Bodani restraining order. They just make Xerox copies.
Yeah.
Is that, oh, yeah, another one? They have a macro, key like a keyboard macro to print those things out.
The massive prenup.
Right.
My job, unlike your job, that doesn't do what the public wants. My...
What?
Wait, what?
He's talking about his job as a journalist.
Turning around and countersue your asses for fraud, first of all, and second of all, violating my rights. Okay, it is my job. Unlike your job, that doesn't do what the public wants. My job...
No, I have to hear the rest of this stupidity.
Your job that doesn't do what the public wants.
Right.
Meanwhile, job.
Meanwhile, his job, he's doing a public service. I guarantee you he's going to say something like that.
I know. He's a journalist.
Job is to get the public the truth, okay?
Oh, there it is. Shut up, you just goddamn monkey.
You just predicted it. My job is to bring the public the truth and all of those dings.
You want to be at a public forum. I don't care if you're there or not. You're the director. It's your obligation to answer questions.
No, it's not. She doesn't have to answer your questions, Dan. She's under no obligation to answer your...
Yeah, she doesn't know you shit.
Yeah.
You're a hairless monkey screaming at her.
Right. And completely ignorant to what, you know, the law means. Or the Constitution, for that matter. No one has any obligation to acknowledge anything that a hairless monkey shouts at them as they're walking to their car. Zero obligation. I'm going to acknowledge every crackpot who shoves a stupid microphone in my face. That's my job? No, not at all.
All right? And you can call all the cops you want. You know what? Go above the state police. Call the FBI. Call the federal agencies, okay? I am not going to comply with any of your stupid threats.
See, there he goes. I mean, big shocker that people are threatened by that when he says crap like that. I mean, first of all, he looks like George the Animal Steel. I mean, looks like he's...
Right. But that's it exactly. He has this idea that he can behave in any way he wants, mm-hmm. and people are just... If you work for the government, you're expected to take his abuse.
That's right.
You're expected to just go... Okay. All right. Well, I'm sorry. What would you like me to do? Here, let me open up let me open up my purse for you, Dan.
Yeah. You can
Mr.
write.
Bedotti.
I want to look at your things. God, no!
I want to look. I want to look inside the panties, Dan. See your things.
Oh, what an idiot!
I'm telling you right now, okay? You're not going to sit there and violate my First Amendment. I did never, and I never would impose physical harm. So don't you dare twist it around to try to make me look like the bad guy. All right. I was questioning you on things, and you had your little,
Questioning you on things.
Oh, my God.
Henchmen there. Your two bodyguards, whatever.
Henchmen.
Henchmen.
Wait a minute.
She had
He's
henchmen.
Complaining about her bodyguards. Isn't he supposed to be a wrestler?
This is where he goes with this. He's being investigated, or at least warned, by law enforcement to stop threatening the director of the Rhode Island Department of Health, for God's sake. And he's making all of these outlandish remarks, all these over-the-top exclamatory statements. And then he's getting into having fisticuffs with her henchmen. Henchmen.
I swear, man, there were days when these people couldn't come together like this.
Yeah.
When they had to make zines and send flyers to each other.
Right.
You know, before the internet, the internet gave every single dumb, hairless monkey in this fucking country and around the world the ability to talk to each other and to reach a large crowd of similar idiots.
That's right. Idiots who have to get through henchmen.
Yes.
Look like the bad guy, all right? I was questioning you on things and you had your little henchmen there, your two bodyguards, whatever they were. I was trying to approach you with questions. They kept getting in my way, physically pushing into me. Ask them how that worked out. You better get some tougher bodyguards.
See, now there it is.
There he is. Yeah, I see. There he is. He's going to, you know, suplex.
A ground and pound, beef-smoking monster, in-your-face, one ass-kicking maniac.
How sad is it that you know that rant word for word? It's just sad because, like, it, you know, you're going to go to sleep in the middle of the night and you're going to hear that voice.
Oh, yeah.
The WWE is once again searching for that rising star, searching for that phoenix rising from the ashes of the yesteryears. Yeah. Well, that blazing star is now here.
Now
he is a 290-pound, 6-foot submission specialist, suplex machine, a ground-and-pound, beast-mode monster, in-your-face, one-ass-kicking maniac that will bring the fight to anyone. And the WWE asks, who is tough enough? But I think the bigger question is the WWE tough enough for Bionic Dan Bedani?
I worry about you.
So here he is. He's threatening the henchmen. So you better get some bigger henchmen or else I'm going to beat up your henchmen. Got lots of things in my arsenal.
Because I'm telling you right now, you're not going to sit there and threaten me. I'm telling you right now. And
Or what, Dan? Or what? See, that's the thing. You can't go around. See, now I'm addressing him personally, and I hate doing that. But you can't go around saying, I don't hurt nobody. And then say, you better not. You better not threaten me with your henchmen. Because you're then threatening them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know when you learn that? You learn that in
kindergarten.
You learn that in kindergarten.
We never impose again. I have to state this over and over again. We never pose any physical harm to you. Okay. God bless you. Okay. Because you need it. Okay.
God bless.
But no, let's go after a guy, a journalist doing his job. Yeah. Okay.
You're not a journalist. You're a boob. How many times do we have to tell you this, Dan? You are a boob.
Yeah.
You're not a journalist. A journalist is like a scientist. A journalist follows a certain method. You don't follow that method.
No.
You're just a fucking moron.
Right. I included that journalist line at the end. I threw that in just for you, Chet.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. He's not. You know, this show is when Bob and Chez shout at the clouds and say, "Stop raining, clouds." It never works. But I like to think in some way we take a little piece out of Dan Bedani's brain, his little tiny chiclet brain, every time we do one of these segments. We'll say, Dan, stop it. Really, just seriously, cut the crap. You're really not. You're fooling Alex Jones and all of his people, but they're easily foolable. Just a bunch of gullible people, like being led around by a carnival barker. Barking for the yak woman. That's what Alex Jones does. Okay, so needless to say, we only got to about a third of what I had listed here to talk about on the show today. So we'll talk about a few more things on the post-mortem show through patreon.com/Bob and Chez. Talk about Ben Carson's remarks on the war on women. Jesse Waters. I'm just doing, I wrote today's list of show things just to make Chez happy. Plus, oh, well, this will make you happy. Some Al Sharpton news for you. That? No? No.
I think I know what you're saying, and I'm familiar with it. Yes.
Okay. Okay, you can get the post-mortem show at patreon.com/Bob and Chez if you sign up at the $5 a month level to support the show. Sign up at the $10 level, you get the post-mortem show and the after party, which we'll be recording tomorrow. And if you sign up at the $15 level, you get the post-mortem show, you get the after party, and you get a commercial-free, not-safe-for-work version of this show. And this particular episode of the show is one you want to listen to unbleeped. And, you know, I'm going to try to bleep every obscenity in it, but I don't think I'm going to get to all of it. Anyway, we'll see you on the after party. If not, we'll see you on Tuesday. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.